KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM is joined again by Caroline Bruderer, who hosts Caroline's Cause Corner, featuring yet another local nonprofit and the good they are doing. Caroline, I'll let you take it away.
Thanks, Tyler. This morning, I'm very pleased to introduce Jack Hoyt from Trisha's Angels, and he's going to tell us all a little bit about his foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Caroline. Trisha's Angels was founded back in about a year ago, July of last year, when we received our 501c3 certification. And our foundation has a mission to provide financial support to individuals that have been diagnosed with ALS.
And this is a very, very personal mission for you. Why don't you kind of explain a little bit about that?
My wife was diagnosed with ALS back in May of 2011. She spent about a year of that time where I was personally taking care of her until we reached a point where she needed assistance with feed tubes and eventually a ventilator. In her particular case, this disease moved rather rapidly through her body, and unfortunately, in November of 2012, she passed away after a very debilitating disease.
And so Trisha's Angels was founded through a real need that you found, that was the care for her and for anyone that has a terminal illness is prohibitively expensive, correct?
Yes. Yeah. What basically, it was like running a business. The last year of her life, she had no use of her arms or legs. She was confined to a bed for the last 11 months of her life. And during that time, it required me to provide 24-hour caregiving services to her. I was fortunate enough to be able to afford to provide that because, in most cases, insurance companies do not provide the funds that are necessary to pay for that kind of service. So that was the reason that I decided to start this foundation, because I recognize that the majority of the people would not have the financial ability to be able to provide the care to their loved ones during this process.
And your charity, Trisha's Angels, primarily supports people in the Orange County area with ALS, correct?
Yes, we use two resources for the patients that we provide assistance to. I met with Dr. Mosafar, part of the neurology department from the University of California, Irvine, as well as the Kaiser Permanente medical group. The reason Kaiser Permanente was because the doctor that took care of my wife until her passing was with Kaiser. And so those are the two resources we use to provide financial assistance to patients, and it's primarily in the Orange County area.
Excellent. And so you've been very successful at fundraising to support your nonprofit, and you have a big event coming up that we'd like to talk about. Why don't you tell everybody about your gala?
I'd love to. We're a young organization. It's rather fortuitous that August 2nd, we're having our first annual gala event, as we received our 501c3 certification in July of last year. So it truly is our first year in business. We had a Driven to Give event back in November of last year. We've also done a Texas Hold'em tournament to raise funds a month or so ago, and now the gala event, which is our major fundraising event for the year. We were very fortunate that Kate Linder from The Young and the Restless, she performs as Esther Valentine, had agreed to become a celebrity spokesperson for our foundation. Our event is at the Mission Viejo Country Club, and it's on August 2nd. It's a 6 to 11 gala party with live music and dinner. The dress is coat and tie, so it's fairly casual. But we have a myriad of live and silent auction items that will be available. We're also pleased that Kate Linder will be conducting the live auction. And as one of the unique items that we'll have available to bid on at the live auction, Kate Linder has graciously agreed to provide a behind-the-scenes tour.
Just do that part over. Just do that part over.
I am so sorry.
That's okay.
Hold on here. Let me turn
That's why
this.
We record it.
Start back from Kate doing the live auction.
Yep. And then don't forget to give the how people can get tickets, your website.
I will. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Kate Linder has graciously agreed to do the live auction part of our event that evening. And she also has donated a behind-the-scenes private tour of the closed set of The Young and the Restless for one lucky bidder and their guest. This is only something that they allow to happen through foundations such as this, nonprofit foundations, to support us. So we're very fortunate that that will be one of the auctions. We have a number of other wonderful items, and you can go to our website at trishasangels.org/annual-gala. That's trishasangels.org/annual-gala in order to purchase tickets. You can also visit our website, and you can actually meet some of the patients that we're currently helping. That was one of my visions when I was starting this foundation up, that the individuals that donate to our foundation actually have an opportunity to learn about the people that they're helping to support.
Yeah, that's incredible. And Jack is just another excellent example of the local community members that are doing great things out there. And if you donate to KX93.5 today and actually become a member of KX93.5 FM, a portion of your membership will go to Trisha's Angels. Jack, thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck with your gala. And thanks for telling us all about Trisha's Angels.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you, Caroline.
This is Caroline Bruder. This is Caroline Bruder. Until next time, make it a giving day.